When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, girls of the dojo, come on into my office and take a knee. I need your help while I draft this live journal post. I'm sure you all have heard that me, Shamanda, and Cody Ernst Jr. have separated. It's a big blow, guys. Who'd have thought? Shamanda would be dumped by Cody Ernst Jr., by a guy whose name is Ernestly. Come on. I mean, who knows how this is going to affect me? Am I going to go off the rails? Am I going to fold into myself? We have no idea. Get ready for a shit show, ladies. And send.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of principled principals and sidekicked supports in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And I've got Avril Lavigne's Keep Holding On Repeat.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. And apparently the sprite we used to resurrect Crashly turned her into a monster. I guess we should have used 7-Up.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the monstrous. And one thing you don't know about Crashly is that if they had used Mountain Dew, you would all be dead.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And I recently just went to a motivational speaker where I learned that speaking in questions is powerful.
Hi, I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the professional. And there's nothing in the rules that says a boy dressed as an old man who goes to a different school and is possessed by a ghost can't play basketball.
All right, where we left off, Susan prepared to do a redo resurrection spell on Crashly, while Adam was approached by a new group of powerful friends to help take down the administrator. Meanwhile, dawn breaks over Haverford Superior, and in the waning darkness, a spotlight throws a giant A-plus symbol against the clouds. The administrator floats down, his feet gently resting against the roof of Queen Latifah's School for Gifted Girls. "What have you got for me, Doherty?" he says, as coming out from the shadows, you see the familiar shape of Cordy Doherty. "Nothing yet. The security cameras were all covered in whipped cream."
"Don't worry, we'll find them."
"What about escalation?"
"Escalation?"
"We start requiring hall passes. They make fakes. We put parent locks on the computers. They learn to code to get around them."
"And?"
"And you're wearing a mask, jumping off rooftops. Now we've got an explosion, a heist. A taste for the theatrical?" "And they left a calling card." Cordy holds up a plastic evidence bag containing a report card that says across it, "The Troublemakers."
"I'll look into it."
"You know, I never said thank you."
"And you never have to. But you're always welcome to. Well, hey, look here. It's the administrator's pal, CEJ.
CEJ, you walk forward. It's early morning. Because of all of your different extracurriculars that you currently find yourself embroiled in, the only time that you could find to deliver your book reports to Cordy Doherty were very early in the morning. This is the first time. And you see a very confusing sight. You see Cordy Doherty there speaking to, quote unquote, the administrator. And the administrator seems to be very familiar with you. And he's like,
"Hey, CEJ, what kooky hijinks are you up to this week, huh?"
Honestly, I'm pretty tired. I just got back from an away game where I had to also play in a clarinet competition. So I kind of had to, like, Mrs. Doubtfire myself back and forth between the... It's a long story. Did you make this giant spotlight that looks like a memorandum when you shine it on a cloud?
Listen, Cordy Doherty wants my help. I'm here to help him. I'm just the administrator here to help the school district in any way I can. But I'm glad to hear that you're up to your typical hijinks there, scamp.
Okay. Well, there's a carjacking happening as we speak down the street.
Well, I'll go call the Crammos. And he flies off. And you watch the administrator fly off. And Cordy Doherty kind of gives a solemn nod and then turns to you and says, how's your investigation going?
Pretty good. I think Tim's going to be inviting me to his house this weekend because his parents are out of town. So I might be able to do some digging there.
Good, good.
Also, you don't know anything about the administrator looking into a breakout at a pet shop / insurance thing near here, do you?
Listen, don't worry about the administrator. He's one of the good ones, okay? It's the rest of this corrupt institution that we need to bring down.
Okay.
And this, CEJ, for you, feels weird to hear because Cordy Doherty was the one who told you to look into the administrator in the first place. But Cordy Doherty currently is just being like, keep focused on the corruption in the system. All right.
Okay. So do you want me to do my book report now or should we table it?
No, book reports first and most important.
Okay. It's just, and I look down at my little watch, which is also a calculator. and I'm like, yeah, it's just that class starts pretty soon and it takes me 30 to 35 minutes to put on all the prosthetics for my old man costume.
Fine. Write up the report. Put it on my desk.
God. Okay. I'll try to do that, I guess, during calc. Oh, my God. And I just wander away.
Great. Yeah. And so something seems odd to you, CEJ. Well, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't.
Just Cordy Doherty being weird. Newsflash.
Yeah. Well, and it's specifically the way Cordy Doherty is being weird. The thing that stands out to you most is it's weird the way that Cordy Doherty has shifted his perspective on the administrator. It's also weird. The administrator was talking to you like you've had a bunch of shared experiences together. The administrator was talking to you like you're his sidekick almost. And that's just new information to you.
Right. Yeah. I don't have time to like take on another gig right now. So I need to get to a bathroom and start putting a bunch of gum Arabic on my face.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you go to do that. Meanwhile, we cut over to Adam Miller. Adam.
Yeah.
It's the morning after a big invitation that was extended to you.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling kind of cool. The people want me to hang with them.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
So you agreed to it. Hannah, Leonard, and Tony talked with you a bit. They all refused to use names. They would only respond to the alter egos that they introduced themselves as.
Awesome.
Yeah, and insisted on doing the same for you. So they were all night, they were calling you Smart Alec.
It's kind of like seemed insulting a lot of the time.
and Hannah the Salutarian.
Thank you.
Pretty quickly was like, that's the point, Smart Alec. These are names they give us to put us down.
Oh.
To call us different and to highlight areas that we're supposed to have a weakness or something that's not valuable to society.
Do people call you Salutarian?
No, I just am the Salutarian, okay? And I am as smart and as dedicated as anybody. It's just because I don't do extracurriculars the way other people do. It's all just a popularity contest.
Tell me about it.
And I have a question for you. Who is the valedictorian at Queen Latifah's?
Is it Hannah? It's not Hannah?
It's not. Well, no. Hannah's the Salutarian.
Oh, that's right. That's second place?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. Duh. it is it's a guy, Alfred Toth.
Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchtoth.
Alfred Hitchtoth is, yeah, and she goes on to say, like, he cheats, okay? All of his assignments he delivers as video essays, and that's not fair. That's adding a whole other thing. His arguments are specious at best. If he would write them out, everyone would see how flimsy they are, but he always uses all these tricks.
What do you mean specious? Like against other species?
No, it means flimsy or superficial.
Right. I'm just trying to help out Roughhauser, you know?
And you turn over and Leonard is there and is like, hey, dude, that's not cool. Okay, I'm what? Smart, too.
I know. I was trying to help you out, though, because you may not have known what that was. Am I right?
Get over here. And he like starts to run over to grab at you, and it looks like he's going to try to put you in a wrestling headlock. What do you do?
I throw something at his face, and the closest thing to me.
What, which is?
It's a pillow.
Yeah, he reaches, when you throw it, he grabs at his side, he grabs a little gym towel, mm-hmm. and he quickly rings it up and then flicks it, and the pillow just explodes into feathers.
Oh!
All around the room. It was a down pillow.
Yeah.
And Hannah, the salutarian, is like, enough. Stop. This is not what we're here for.
Right. We can't fight each other. We need to fight Alfred Hitchtoff.
No, we'll bring Alfred Hitchtoff down in time, but we need to stop the administrator.
Right. That's what I meant. Sorry. Yes.
Now, you said you think you know what his secret identity is?
I know what his secret. Well, can I read the situation?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I'm going to roll my die. I rolled a... Oh, do I add anything to that? Do I sharpen it?
Yeah, so you're sort of doing a, like, what's going on here.
Yeah.
So that would be plus sharp.
It's a 7. I don't have any sharpness.
Okay. On a 7, you can ask me a question and I'll answer it cryptically or incompletely, but I'll tell you how to find out more.
I want to know what exactly they want to do to the administrator.
It's a little unclear. Like, to be honest, every time that you've pressed and asked, there's been a lot of posturing around it of like, oh, you'll see. Like, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But they don't have the sort of, honestly, it almost seems like they don't have the self-awareness to realize that they don't have a plan necessarily yet. It kind of feels like they're following a script that they're not aware of.
Oh.
That hasn't fully been written.
So they don't know what they're doing. Okay, that's good to know. I feel like they're being manipulated.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And so the way to find out more in terms of like what they want to do would be to either get them to talk about it or just to play along until more happens.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, all right, it's good to know. But honestly, like, you can tell me, you can trust me.
And the salutarian turns and faces your bedroom window, her arms kind of locked behind her back. And she's like, the first step is to bring down the grades.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is dependent on the scantrons. But what do you do when you don't have the scantrons?
Yeah, I mean, you get more scantrons.
What if the scantrons were to be, say, reintroduced back in and you had suddenly too many scantrons? And that's when you hear Tony Barrett go,
Tony. Are you farting over there?
I don't know. Why don't you have a seat next to me?
All right. Wait a minute. I want to do a check if there's anything in my seat.
Okay, go ahead. So I think this is another what's going on here.
I rolled a 5.
Okay, yeah. It looks like a good seat. Looks fine.
All right, I'll sit down.
Not only, you both get whoopee cushioned and a pin in your ass at the same time.
Oh! Do I take damage?
You'll take one harm.
Oh,
okay,
no.
I am now broken.
Yeah.
Your butt.
Yeah, your butt. The large pin, like, it's a needle and it's just sticking out of your butt. And Tony Barrett's like,
That's good. That's real funny, Tony.
The Weisenheimer strikes again.
Yeah, the only thing wise about you is your name. And
good one, Jeff. Really burned him good.
Yeah, all the other kids just kind of look at each other and look at you and like, are we supposed to laugh at that? Or
no, I'm bleeding from my butt. Okay, there's a tack in my butt, and I whistle, and Genesis Jr. comes out to help me.
Great. Yeah, Genesis Jr. barrels out of the closet where you'd been doing your repair work on it.
Genesis Jr.
Hey, Genesis Jr., I got a tack in my butt from a really funny joke.
Genesis Jr.
I know. Don't worry. It doesn't really hurt that much. And it wasn't funny. Okay. It was like barely funny. It was like, you know, dude, where's my car? Okay, kind of funny, but not that funny.
Movie's hilarious.
Agreed.
Great, yeah. And you want Genesis Jr. to do healing?
Heal my butt.
Yeah, Genesis Jr. reaches over with its little claw hand, pulls the tack out of your butt, quickly applies like Neosporin on it. Everybody else just has to watch as you're laying on your bed, your ass in the air, with this little Sega Genesis robot dealing with
face down, ass up.
And I'm making eye contact with the Weisenhammer the entire time.
Yeah. And Hannah's like, we're going to go. We're going to go.
Wait, what is our... Genesis.
Genesis Jr. Our,
okay, I know. Okay, I'll stop moving, okay? But your claws are cold. What is our next step? What is my next step? I want to bring down the Scantrons as much as anyone. Believe me, I've got a history with the Scantrons.
Clearly, you know your way around mechanical things. Have you ever hacked a computer?
Yeah. Have you seen my son?
Genesis Jr.
Okay, son / father.
What?
Genesis Jr.
Wait a second. What? Hold on.
Wait, what?
What do you mean son / father?
Where did father?
I think it did.
This has been
that
previously established. Jeff said that he's learning as much from Genesis Jr. as he's teaching Genesis Jr.
Yeah, but the jump from I'm learning from my child to my child is my dad is kind of a large jump.
Specifically, he established that Genesis Jr. is a little bit of a father figure to...
Oh, beautiful. Yeah,
to Adam Miller, yeah, who, again, uh-huh, his only other father figure is Satan.
Yeah.
So I think he's allowed to have a complicated relationship to fathers.
Yeah. I'm sorry things don't fall into your classic nuclear family structure, Alan.
Whoa.
Damn. Yeah. You know what? I am the monster here.
Yeah. And with that, so Hannah, the salutarian.
Yes, yes.
Is like, we'll give you the signal. And when we do, get ready to crack into the toughest code you've ever encountered.
Hmm. What is it? The Contra code? Good one.
I don't follow that reference.
It's a video game reference from the '80s. We weren't alive, really. I mean, I guess we were, but anyways, yes. What is the sign?
Oh, I'm gonna just. You'll have something in your locker.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, do you want to go out the front way, or do you want to go back out the window?
She's already walking like out the window.
All right.
They're all climbing out the ladder and the other two are already down and she leans up and she's like, just understand, we're trying to keep a low profile. So we're going to try to make sure people don't know that we're hanging out
with me
so that there's less questions.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
But you're one of us.
Yeah. But just not in public. Right. I get it. Yeah.
That's right. Smart Alec. You're a mole. You're a secret agent. You're our ace in the hole.
Yeah.
You're the most important part of this operation.
Love being in a hole. Yeah.
Okay. Good luck with your butt.
Hey, you too.
She looks confused and she walks down. Yeah. So it seems like there's some sort of scheme with the Scantron.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Genesis Jr. Does their little ministrations to your backside and heals you up. I'll say for 2 harm.
Whoa, sick. Wow. I love my son.
Mm-hmm. And he loves his son.
Aww.
Yeah, great.
Cool.
And then I think we'll cut forward to the next morning. This is the same morning where CEJ is encountering Cordy Doherty and the administrator. Shamanda, you left the dojo. You left Adriana to spend the night guarding Crashly. You got a report in this morning from Adriana. I think that's where I want to start off, actually, is Adriana called you just to give an update on things in the morning and says, like, you were right, Shamanda. She's not... Calling her a monster is a little too simple. We need to help her.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
You were right.
Ooh. It feels so good on my ears when you say that I was right.
Good. Good. Also, how are you doing? I heard about CEJ.
Oh, so you saw my live journal post?
Yeah.
I am wrestling with the fact that CEJ, you know, saw that there was a kink in my armor and decided to jump ship, and still don't know where Evan is. Thanks for the report on Crashly, but so really hoping Evan will come back from that dimensional space.
Well, yeah, from what you've said, we've had the dolls searching, but we just can't find any trace of Dark. So it's tough. I mean, the leads you've given, and here's the thing, Shamanda, that I realized earlier, because you had been like, you know, can I find Evan? And the answer is actually you can. You have an ability that you added when you leveled up a while ago called Tune In.
Mm.
And so you can tune your mind to a monster or a minion. And Evan, being your boyfriend, would definitely be a minion.
Maybe that's why I only have one boyfriend and not two, is because I think of them as minions.
Yeah, that might be part of the problem. The issue for you has been you can find where Dark is, but by the time you get any dolls out to there, that he's no longer been there. So it's been hard figuring out so far. My sense is you've probably been focusing on where is he, but you do have that tune in ability there, and it does have other questions attached to it. So you do have the power to try to gain more information around Dark and Evan if you want it.
Do I have to specifically put this on finding where Evan is, or can I track Dark?
Either one. You can attune your mind to a monster or a minion. So,
Okay. Well, I tell Adriana, I'm really glad that you spent that time with Crashly and got to know her and know that, you know, she is a good person who just needs help. But I need your help in something else. This is a top secret mission.
Okay.
Between, not even the council needs to know. It's between you and I. And oh my God, sorry, et cetera, you snuck up on me.
Hey.
Silent but deadly. between these three people, all right, I'm going to use a power to find Dark. Dark is the most dangerous being that I have ever known.
Whoa.
He's got powers untold. And I'm going to track him and find him, okay?
That sounds amazing. I just, I'm here for whatever. Right now, Anne's not here, so like I can let you know that I think you're absolutely amazing. And I'm here for whatever you need. I just want to make you feel comfortable.
Thank you. All right, just back up like 2 feet. You're very close. Cheek to cheek is very sweet in other circumstances, but you're a little close.
I hop back 10 feet.
Great. Okay. So I rub my temples and I think deeply, where might Dark be? So I rolled a tune in.
Great. Roll plus weird.
7 plus my weird is 9.
Great. On a 9, you get one hold. So you can spend that one hold to ask one of the questions that are there, and then you get plus one your stuff anytime you try to act on it. So the questions available to you are, where is Dark right now? What is Dark planning to do right now? Who is Dark going to attack next? Who does Dark regard as his biggest threat? How can I attract Dark's attention?
How can I attract Dark's attention?
Yeah, as you try to attune your mind in, you kind of sift through, you know, this is like very difficult for you because this is sort of co-opting your empathetic ability to do something that it doesn't normally grant you. You know, you're trying to like push out into like the world and then find somebody's specific emotional and mental map. This is like very high level telepathic manipulation stuff, like stuff that Tam kind of taught you about, more demonstrated. So you've seen it done, but you haven't done it that much. But you are able to filter through kind of the signals, almost like a ham radio enthusiast. You know, you're just out there in the ether, but you get a faint signal and you track it down.
Come back, Dark buddy. Come
exactly.
On. This is Fairy Queen reaching out to Dark Bird.
That's right.
Dark Bird, you're out there, good buddy.
And luckily, Dark Bird doesn't become aware of you, because that would be obviously pretty bad. You do know that would be one way, obviously, to get Dark's attention, is to make Dark aware that you are aware of Dark. But the other thing that happens is when you get in touch with Dark's energetic output, there's a lot going on there. But one through line that's kind of riding through in Dark's emotional status and like thoughts is Adon Miller. not Adam Miller, but a Don Miller. And a lot of thoughts and a lot of excitement and a lot of like a sense of certainty around that. And a lot of just like very powerful feelings around a Don Miller. So you feel fairly confident that like if you got a Don Miller to come back, that would probably draw. It seems like Dark has a connection to a Don Miller on some level and would probably come to him if he was around.
Do I know what kind of soda made a Don?
Yeah, you were there when he drank it. So previously, Adam drank Dr. Pepper to become a Don Miller. But it was like specific, you know, it was Adam tweaked a Dr. Pepper. I don't think it's just, well, and Jeff, you can chime in. I don't think it's just any Dr. Pepper.
No, yeah, it's a specific Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you're it's okay. Your own little spin on it.
Yeah.
All right. As I think that, I turn to the mini fridge that I've got in my desk. And I open it and it just goes kish, 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 and opens a like a doorway to a lab with like everything bubbling and gurgling. And I say, follow me, ladies.
Great. I think this is a perfect time for you to do sect resources.
Ooh.
Because so, I think that this is going to be that. So go ahead and roll plus weird for me.
Okay. So that's a 12 plus 2.
Damn.
14.
Wow. Great.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you have three holds in your sect resources. So yeah, Bet and Adriana follow you forward, follow you into the lab.
Bet, I need you to get in contact with a Dr. Pepper supplier and the doors close.
And I suggest also that in here is where Anne furthermore is.
Oh, Anne. Oh, my God.
She's in a lab coat with, you know, big lab goggles. There's a bunch of beakers and everything. She's hard at work doing synthesizing.
God, this is why I love women in STEM.
I can smell Bet on your face.
Bet's going to text Anne from outside and be like, and just text. If Shamanda says I said anything, lol, whatever.
Wait, so are we given to understand that Bet has been pretending to be like distant and sarcastic to be around Anne, but is actually really thirsty?
Yeah, Bet is just wanting to be like whoever is the most important person in the room.
Absolutely.
And she really likes them all. Like, she really likes Anne, and she
Bet's
really likes
Bet's a star
Shamanda.
Fucker. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Bet is totally a star fucker.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so you walk in, you send Bet off to go get a Dr. Pepper supplier. What is it that you wanted to do in the lab, Shamanda?
Oh, I'm going to try to make a Don's juice or whatever.
Wow, okay.
I want to make, like, a
bandolier of potions.
Yeah, I think, honestly...
Or a cube.
I don't know if you have any ability to do this, because this is...
Yeah.
Or you can tell me, like, what you're doing to attempt to do it, but Adam has been, like, doing weird tinkering by himself for months, kind of hanging out away from people. He did a lot of stuff at the technical school. There's a lot of stuff. I don't know how much you... have been able to be around him when he did it to know exactly what he's doing. So you can certainly try to make something, but I think I cannot promise that you will be able to make what he has, even if you are successful. You might be able to make something that has a similar effect or something, but...
I was just dumped by a guy named Cody Ernst Jr. I can do anything I want.
Okay, great. That is fair. Go ahead and roll to act under pressure, and this is going to be plus sharp instead of plus cool.
Oh my gosh. I'm nervous and excited.
Okay, act under pressure. So that's a 4 plus a cool, which is going to be a total.
No, it's going to be plus sharp instead of cool, but it's the same.
Okay, yeah, you. So 5.
Yeah.
Oh no, be careful.
I'm going to blow up the dojo.
You know what? Here's what it is. This is the worst version of it. You believe that you succeeded.
So I think that this will turn anyone who drinks it into a Don Miller.
Yeah, well, you know that a Don Miller is a part of Adam. So it's the only person who could become... Yeah, know it. Yes. Yeah. You are convinced. You know you created a potion that whoever drinks it will become a Don Miller. That's absolutely what you know to be true.
Okay. Smells like vanilla, cherry, Dr. Pepper. And honestly, have they thought about that?
And if you don't call that in right now, you're missing out on $1 million idea.
Boop, boop, baby.
Now, I think I'm ready to start some shit. I think I'm going to drink this now.
Oh my gosh, be careful. Oh,
okay,
no.
Great.
Yeah, I went to college.
Oh, wait. No, you know what? I'm going to go outside so that I don't destroy anything that's like here. We go out to the field, like the track and field.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so excited for this. Great. So you walk out to the school, to the Queen Latifah's track?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, like on field day or like when the science class is making those, you know, airplane things and they're trying not to like break an egg, mm-hmm. where everybody goes outside.
Oh, I love those.
Okay, great. Shamanda, go ahead. Yeah, Shamanda, go ahead and...
I can't believe this is how we lose Shamanda's character.
On egg day.
Are there eggs right now?
I think, everybody's outside with their, like, they're trying to build the perfect airplane. So many eggs just squashed on the field. I might not die, you guys.
Yeah, and you don't need to roll anything. Oh. You just need to drink it.
Oh, okay.
Great. Shamanda, you feel a shift inside of yourself. You feel change. You feel something bubbling inside. You feel hot. And you realize you're going to have diarrhea all day.
Oh, no. Shamanda is basically sidelined.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I run into the woods.
Yeah.
No, in the woods. No. There's a school right there.
You can't shit in the woods outside of a school.
That's where the poop shits.
There's no... There's no toilet paper.
I don't want anyone to see me.
And with that, we'll cut over to Susan and Crashly.
Oh, no. I've got a hold. I've got some holds.
You do have some holds.
Got some wipes.
And you're going to need them. Because the one thing that you can't hold is your bowels.
Wow.
Oh,
Susan and Crashly. So, Susan, you've been staying, if I remember correctly, Tori has moved into your apartment, right?
Did she?
Fast.
I know you guys were, I think you said you were moving her stuff in as part of your mission, if I remember correctly, the big important mission that you guys...
I mean, it sounds like us, so let's say yes.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, it's up to you. Maybe.
But we are the writers, so
that is true.
Yes, she is moving in.
Which is probably kind of nice for you, because I bet you've been feeling a little lonely because Crashly has gone back to living at her mom's house.
In the garage.
In the garage, right. Yeah. In the loft over the garage. Mm-hmm. And Crashly obviously isn't allowed to drive. So it wouldn't surprise me if Susan, just to like keep in touch with Crashly and stuff, if you've been giving her a ride to school in the morning. Does that feel fair?
Oh, yeah. I'm the drop-off crew.
Yeah, so you're waiting outside. Crashly, you hear a knock at your door, and you see the familiar shape of Jared, your mom's housekeeper, and he's like, your friend Susan is outside.
Thanks.
I have your lunch for you.
Thanks, Jared.
I packed a second sandwich for you, because I know you get hungry these days.
Thanks.
And Jared, it's kind of more than a friendship. It's kind of a mentorship and like big sister situation.
That's true. So, he knows that.
Well, we appreciate it, Susan. And, you know, we're always ready to reimburse you for any of your time.
No problem, Jared. Let's just be careful with our words from now on, okay, bud?
Fair enough.
Jared, did you write me a note?
No, Crashly, your mother wrote the note. I've told you this. It's always a note from your mother, not from me.
Jared, let's be adults here.
There is a note inside for you, Crashly.
Thanks, Jared.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
I'm going to go deal with your little brother. He had another issue last night in his bed.
Oh, bummer. Okay, love you. Bye.
Oh, bye, Crashly. And he looks very, like, overwhelmed as he walks away. A little touched, a little like, do you often say that to him?
Yeah, I've always said it to him.
Okay, yeah.
And I think he's always had that reaction of like, am I allowed to be a father figure.
Yeah, because he is just an employee of your mom's.
Yeah, exactly.
And your mom is a pretty sharp woman.
Yeah, she wouldn't like that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But she's barely around as it is. Yeah. So, yeah. So you get in the car with Susan and you head off to school.
Hey, Suze.
Oh. Hey. Sorry about all this hemorrhoid cream in here. It was, I used to use it under my eyes, but yeah. I don't need it anymore. So I'm donating it.
They're all open.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't be, I don't know what people are going to want it, you know?
I guess that's true. That's cool. Yeah. Is it work for under your eyes? Can I have some?
I look See, over. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks. And I just jam it under there because I think I'm looking a little ghoulish, you know?
Yeah. And Susan, how has your research gone on the, you still were looking into doing a resurrection spell for Crashly, if I remember correctly. At the very least, I feel like you wouldn't have not looked into it.
Right. So I definitely have been spending, because a day has passed, so I would say I spent the night doing that, and a little needlework, obviously, but mostly research.
Right. Who's to say you can't do both?
Honestly, somebody tried that. And so I've been looking into that, and should I roll to see what I found out, if anything?
Yeah, I think that makes sense to me. Go ahead and roll. You can either do lore library or what's going on here. Probably lore library.
Lore library, yeah, sounds fun to me. I got an 8.
Okay. On an 8 with the lore library, I will tell you something interesting about it, or I'll ask you to make something up, but I'll tell you a complicating detail. I'm going to try this time the second. So go ahead and you make something up about what you're looking into, and then I'll tell you something about it that complicates things a little bit.
Okay. I'm looking in to see if I need the same ingredients as last time, or if I need to change them since it's the second time someone's coming in contact with this spell. Mm. Like, you can almost build, like, if there's like an immunity that's being built.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And what did you find?
That's a great question. I think that yes, one of the things has changed.
Mm-hmm.
One of the like three ingredients has changed, and up to you if I like found out what that was or if I don't know it still.
Yeah, I think that's the thing I'm gonna say is, you know, that from what you looked at, it looks like two of the ingredients would stay the same. One would be different. And I needed to look up here what the ingredients were.
I was just going
to
ask. What, and remember, water from a distant river.
There was water from a distant river. You needed teeth from a magical creature. And you needed your spell book. And then you also need to make a promise for a deed to be done, which is why you went to deal with the Bondelgrob in the Ozarks.
Now, is that something that I have to do every time, or I decide to do because of the water from a distant river was wah-wah?
No, that was the thing. For any big magic, there's always a personal sacrifice that needs to be
added okay.
as well. So that was the thing as well. I think, yeah, one of those ingredients, I think it's going to be a thing of like, because it didn't work last time, you need to replace water from a distant river with a new ingredient.
Okay. That's good. So I need to do that.
So you will need to get teeth from a magical creature, and then you'll need to do a little bit more research to get that third ingredient.
Totally fair. Well, while I'm alone in the car, because our Crashly's here with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like, well, Crashly, like, I know you've got a lot going on with school, and I know we've got stuff going on with the administrator, so I thought, let's get one of these rolling on the way to school. You know what I'm saying? And I just say, well, 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 a break from hell. Curly Lumpkin, appear.
So Susan calls forth the familiar form of crowd work stand-up comic Curly Lumpkin.
Yes.
Yeah, you just hear the faint cry of a delighted audience from another dimension shouting as a little portal opens up to hell and a familiar form shunts ba-na, through.
Ba-na, ba-na, ba-na.
Hi, hello. Hello.
Curly, I am.
Oh, Susan, hello. What are you doing?
I'm so happy to see you. Always a pleasure. Now, here's something quick. Listen, you know me. If I'm asking for a favor, I'm going to pay you back.
That's true.
I need three of your teeth.
Three of my teeth? What?
Three of your teeth. The back ones.
I only have seven.
I know. The back ones would be fine. They'll grow back in a year. You're being picky.
Here's a quick question. I see there's a kid in the car. They need to be from my mouth, if you know what I mean. I've got a downstairs dentata situation.
I'm going to think this through to say, like, and I'm making a lot of thinking noises. It's like, well, huh.
Listen.
I guess in here. Oh, okay. Those are fine.
Is that going to work? I don't want to, you know, listen, is this for your own collection? Is this for a spell?
This is for a spell.
Okay. Well, listen, if you want the upstairs teeth, it's going to cost you triple. Downstairs teeth, you know, that's a discount. So you just let me know what you want. Here's a sample of the downstairs. You heard me pull it out.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see that. Oh, that's a nice tooth.
They're pointy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to kind of weigh it in my hand, Tyler, kind of see if I can like feel the properties, if anything is like pinging to me as not worthy of the spell.
You know what? I'm going to say between this and you summoning Curly Lumpkin, I'm going to say go ahead and roll plus weird to use magic and we'll see.
Okay. I guess you can just call me Mr. 8, because I got another 8.
Okay. It's a very specific nickname. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. 8.
Yes.
Go ahead and pick a glitch.
Mr. 8. My name is
for
Mr.
me.
8.
Of those glitch options. So it's weakened, it's of short duration, takes one harm, draws immediate unwelcome attention, or there's a problematic side effect.
Oh, this is so embarrassing, but it does take one harm because I was so focused on everything that Curly Lumpkin landed in my lap.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, and actually what I was going to say is then that glitch is going to be applied to using those teeth. So if you use those teeth, that is the effect. It will cause some harm.
Oh, okay. Cause myself harm, right?
Not clear.
Unclear. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to risk it. So I am going to pay for the upper teeth.
Okay, great. Curly, what's your cost, Curly?
Okay, for each tooth, I need the following. I need a Bath and Body Works, like a full Christmas size a gift bag. And I want it to be sealed with one of those little hairdryer things. And I want everything to be freesia and cherry vanilla. That's for each tooth. And I need it to be the size of my whole body. Not each lotion bottle. That would be unreasonable. But the basket itself. Okay? And then for each tooth, I'm also going to need a little puppy dog. You can choose the breed, but I don't want it to be larger than 5 pounds.
Curly, what's going to happen to that puppy dog?
Is that your business?
Yes, it is.
It's your, well, once you pay for something, fine. The puppy dogs, have you ever had turtle soup?
Oh, no. Okay, I will give you 2 baskets of the lotions for each one. And okay, Curly, I hate to say this. I'll let you kiss me on the cheek.
The butt cheek. And it's a deal.
Okay, the butt cheek. The butt cheek.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. Here you go. Here's the teeth. I'll take the baskets within 5 days' time payable. And
when you pick those up, you can kiss my butt cheek.
Sounds great. Yeah,
now,
I wouldn't want to do it right now.
Can I put a little bit of that lotion on my butt cheek before you do it? Be honest.
Of my freesia?
Okay, you're right. You're right. I'm getting greedy. I'm getting greedy.
Cocoa butter it yourself, honey.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? And Curly, you're hilarious. And that's the tooth.
Stop. I'm using it.
I've always been enameled with you.
Stop it. Stop. Seriously.
Now, while these two are talking, Crashly, I'm curious what your experience is like. Not with Curly Lumpkin. We know everybody loves Curly Lumpkin.
Yeah,
but
I love.
Just hearing Susan like going forward with this, because I think if I remember correctly, you had expressed some thoughts about like, well, what if we didn't fix
me?
How are you feeling about being ghoulish these days?
I don't like not being in control of myself, but I do like being very strong. And I do like being able to harm bullies.
Yeah, there was a moment yesterday when you bit Leonard McShafter.
Yeah.
Because Leonard has picked on you before.
Totally.
Even going back, he doesn't even remember some of the times he's picked on you because, like,
rude. But
at the summer camp, he got everybody to make fun of you when you were.
Janet?
No.
Goody Stevens?
Goody Stevens.
Yeah, Goody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he's been a thorn in your side for a long time.
Okay.
And he was terrified of you yesterday.
Yeah, I like that. I really like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not excited to give that up. But okay. I don't want to be like having to eat people. Gross. I don't want to be like killing people unless they're really bad.
How strongly are you feeling this reservation about things?
It's like 50-50. Like half the time I'm like, yeah, she should do the spell. And the other half of the time I'm like, looking in the mirror, being like, showing my sharp little teeth and kind of like loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. You see, while Susan is talking with Curly and having like all of this exchange and doing this stuff, well, I guess you're probably in the passenger seat.
No, I'm in the back seat. She doesn't. I think that for safety, I ride in the back seat.
Yeah, because
I'm still
too
very
short.
Small.
Yeah. Great. In the back seat on the other side, you see skittering up and out the open window a little tarantula.
Oh, shit.
And it's clear to you that someone's keeping tabs on you.
Mm.
As you pull into the school, and Curly bids her farewells to Susan, deal made.
All right. Well, brush up on some of those jokes, Curly.
Susan, I'm telling you, I will. Dentally, I'm gonna dentally listen. I'm gonna dentally into you if you don't step off of my dentally. You get it? We're talking about teeth.
No, that's good. That's so good.
It's a little bit highbrow, but.
And as you come in and you guys pull to a stop, Susan, you drop Crashly off at school. Crashly, you walk in, you see Adam there. Susan, you drive over and head towards Queen Latifah's, where you know that you. Shamanda and CEJ, we're going to meet up and go talk to Principal Norton in his office to try to put a stop to all of this. Adam, you see Crashly, but Adam, you also see Leonard McShafter, and Crashly, you see Leonard McShafter as well as you're walking. And Leonard walks past Adam and just pats him on the back, like hard, but like a hard, you're one of us, Pat. And Adam, what do you react to that?
Do I see Crashly there?
In the distance, yeah, sure. If you want to, you don't. It's up to you.
I think I don't see her first, and I pat him on the back the same way. And I'm like, "Hey, it's good to have a best friend."
He's like, "Lol." All right, you're so weird, dude.
Yeah, Deep Superior weird.
but he doesn't say no, and he walks in.
Oh, and then I see Crashly and I'm like, yeah, you better get out of here.
Did you just tell him off?
Yeah, I said, hey, if you're mean to my friend Crashly, you're mean to me.
Oh, my
God. And then he said, I'm scared. I don't want any trouble. So he walked away.
Yeah, that's weird. That's not what I heard.
Awesome. Oh.
Who's at that?
Oh, am I not in the scene? I am so sorry, no, kids.
You can
Let
be if
go.
You're if you're
no.
idling.
No, yeah,
Susan's
no, no,
idling,
no.
watching the whole thing. And then with that, Susan peels off. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
Did
awesome.
Did Susan give you a ride?
Cool. Yeah, Sue's always gives me a ride in the mornings because, you know, you've been busy.
Yeah.
Shamanda comes running from the tree line right into wherever we're supposed to be. Just like, oh, hi, everybody. And then just beelines to Norton.
Yeah, well, you're at a different school than these two. Mm-hmm.
This is the B school.
This is the Denver Broncos.
See Shamanda running from the from the tree line. Oh.
Wait, did Shamanda just run by?
I definitely think so. That was really weird. I
Crashly.
Oh, I've seen that run before. She's in pain.
She's getting Oh, yeah, I've seen that run too.
Oh,
Crashly,
no.
The runs.
Isn't it weird that we're the two most normal in our group?
Yeah, seriously. We're like so normal.
Crashly, you see a clump of hair on the ground.
I'm going to grab it.
Fight it, Crashly. No. You can fight this.
Wait, is Adam Don't saying eat- that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we hear him.
Okay.
Don't.
Well, I'm just picking it up because it's dirty here and it would be gross.
Then hand it to me.
Well...
Crashly, you don't want to eat that hair.
What? What's so wrong with it if I eat it?
Because that's you don't even know where the hair's been, okay?
It's probably been on someone's head, and then it was on the ground.
You don't know that. It could have come from someone's butt, okay? I got stabbed in the butt last night, okay?
You did?
Yeah.
Who stabbed you in the butt?
It doesn't matter,
Is this
Crashly.
Hair from... Is your butt that hairy?
No, it's not, okay? Not yet. I don't know if it runs in my family. Okay.
Oh my God.
My dad's the devil.
Oh my God. That's true. Okay. Look, you can have half of it.
I don't want any of it. I want you to throw it away, Crashly.
You said to give it to you.
Okay. Hand it to me and I'll throw it away. No, I want the whole thing. If I don't want to eat it, I'm going to throw it out.
Okay. I put it behind my back.
Okay. I saw you do that.
Okay, well, I keep a little bit in my hand, and then I give most of it to Adam.
Well, do you have anything in your hands?
No. Gresham, and then I show one hand at a time.
Gresham, should give you two high fives at the same time.
Okay, and then I just yawn.
Oh, what?
Put it in my mouth. Okay, and I high five him twice.
Yeah, Crashly, you don't feel hungry for the first time all day.
Ooh, I feel great. You were right, Adam. I feel great.
Did I notice that?
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. Yeah, it was very obvious.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll cut over to CEJ, Shamanda, Susan. Shamanda, you made a beeline into school from the woods. Everybody saw you, but like nobody knows what's going on yet. But did you clean yourself off in the woods?
Yes, I used one of my holds to pull out a Costco-sized pack of wet wipes and clean myself up.
Okay, great. Yeah, then you know, no harm, no foul. Yeah, but Susan pulls up. CEJ, you've been there working on, you know, writing down your book report. What's the name of the Encyclopedia Doherty book that you've been reviewing?
It's the Case of the Chicken Mystery.
Yeah, and it's unfortunately it's like a very specific thing about like the solution is based on like the temperature that sets the gender of a chicken's egg.
What kind of a background am I expected to have? I don't understand. It just seems like a totally random trivia fact is always the solution in these stupid stories.
And with that, yeah, the other two show up. Shamanda looks rough. Like you can hear a rumble in the air.
Yeah, she's got like flop sweat. Face is drenched, just drinking a Pedialyte, just trying to get right. Sits down in the chair.
Hey, y'all. Oh, do you have any extra Pedialyte? I don't have time to eat lunch today. I've just been slapping into Slam Jams.
you can have the rest. It's fine. Go ahead.
Well, I don't want to take yours.
Well, go ahead. It's already, if we don't address it, it'll just be weird. Just take it.
Whoa. What's weird about it? I'm just, if you have an extra.
Here's one question I have also. Alan, is there any, I honestly with CEJ, this feels 50-50 to me. I don't know which way he would land on it. There's a world in which I could imagine that CEJ thinks Shamanda is feeling this because of the breakup. And there's a world in which I can imagine that CEJ is not even thinking about the breakup at all.
I think he's worried that everything is about the breakup, but he's trying not to, you know, I don't want to, if that's not what it is, I'm not going to make it about that, but I'm pretty sure that that's what it is. But I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying that that's probably what it is, but like, I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Just drink the Pedialyte, man.
I mean, I don't want to drink it if you're drinking it. Okay.
It's me pouring it into your mouth.
Cool. Okay.
And Susan, you lead the way. You're taking these two in to talk to Norton.
Yeah, and this was fun to watch, but I do think we should get going to the principal's office.
Where's Crashly?
She doesn't go to the school.
Oh, yeah. Wait, but you didn't bring her, Susan?
No, she has to go to class.
It just feels... okay.
I walk through Principal Norton's door and goes, bing, bong.
Mm-hmm. And you see him, he's looking in a mirror in the corner, and then he's hastily like buttoning up his shirt, and you can see the black suit underneath it, but he's buttoning up his shirt and putting his tie back, and he's like, oh, hey, everybody. I didn't think we had an appointment this morning, Miss Feld. Is everything okay?
No, we have questions and concerns about your intentions, Principal Norton.
Okay. Everybody have a seat. Go ahead, sit down.
We have
There's only two chairs.
He's doing a power move.
Okay.
No, I'm going to sit in Principal Norton's chair, and then you two can sit in these two chairs. Oh, and he can stand up.
I love that.
I'll just lean against this window real cool, like.
Oh, God, that's the true power move.
Shatter.
Oh, no.
Shatter.
Not again.
I grab him just before he falls out the window. Now that we've developed some trust.
There's glass all over my head.
It's okay. The glass cleaning club is going to come up here next. They just finished the...
It's true. It's their favorite thing.
The basketball hoop looks really good if the hoop was there, but the glass is gone. Anyway, we have reason to believe that you're a vigilante, sir.
Who, me?
Norton von Haberford, a vigilante. Yeah, right. I'm just a simple principal.
That's a great, cover. No one's going to suspect a principal of a school.
How many times did you practice that in the mirror?
I don't understand this line of questioning, okay? Is there a problem with the class? Or Susan, are you having a problem with your work as a janitor?
Where were you yesterday right after the explosion? And Susan's motivational speaker training has come in hot and hard in here.
So go ahead and roll what's up with you, I think. Either that or manipulate someone. It's your choice. You probably what's up with you is what you want to do. They both use the same skill.
Okay, well, you're not going to believe this because who would? It's an 8.
Wow. I don't believe it.
Call me Mr. 8 or 9.
So he'll answer your question honestly, but he'll also get to ask you one. So your question, where were you after school?
Right after the explosion. He knows which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, and he says, I was at school. I was here at the school. Yeah.
So why are all your clothes tear away? And I grab.
Yeah.
Spalled.
and two things happen at this point. Yeah. So Shamanda, you start to tear away at them. They're not tear away.
Oh.
And he's like, hey, whoa, hey, get your hands off. Hey, whoa, what's going on here?
Well, are you wearing spandex underwear?
Cordy Doherty. And he's holding his hands in the air and he's just being like, I'm not touching this kid. Cordy. And Cordy Doherty runs in and is just like, Miss Feld, what's going on?
This man is wearing spandex under his clothes. You'll see here. And I try to give him a wedgie for like those Superman panties. You know what
whoa,
I mean?
Whoa, Shamanda, what the heck?
Cordy Doherty and Principal Norton are both like, whoa, put me down. Like, put him down. Shamanda, this is... before Cordy Doherty can even talk, Principal Norton's like, Miss Feld, I take no pleasure in saying this, but you are get a detention for this.
I can't get it.
You are not allowed to handle administrators in this way.
Do you know who I am? I can't get detention. Okay.
I mean, Shamanda, do you know who this is? This is town hero and 2-time Olympian Principal Norton.
I didn't know he was an Olympian.
He didn't win, but he did go.
Yeah, I was the manager for the Olympics team.
Oh.
2 years in a row.
Yeah, he did a summer and a winter.
It's true, yeah.
Well, just tell us your identity and I'll let you go.
My name is Principal Norton von Haverford, same as it's always been.
Your moniker.
Miss Feld, I don't like this line of questioning from you, and I don't like your attitude. If you refuse to take the detention, we could turn it into a suspension.
You wouldn't suspend me. I run this school.
Oh, no.
Go ahead and roll to manipulate someone.
Come on, 12. So that's going to be a 7.
He'll do it, but he wants something from you first. Let's see. Let me think about this. What does he want from you? So what you're trying to get him to do is to not suspend you. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm calling his bluff. I'm like, you're not going to suspend me. I'm Shamanda Felt. Come on now. I've got you by the panties. You're not doing anything.
The thing of it is you don't have him by the panties. You're really overextended on this one. You've come in very hot.
Got you by the panties.
You did kind of grab him by the panties.
Yeah, in a literal sense, you do. In all of the rules of normal social decorum, you are... way out on a limb on this one.
I said an intro. It's going to be like... Crazy.
Yeah.
She warned us.
I think what he says is like, all right, Miss Felt, we can play this game. You don't want a suspension. You don't want a detention. You want to show that you run this school? Fine. Mm-hmm. Clean it up.
What? With a janitor, Susan's...
There was an explosion this week, and the Scantrons, a lot of them were taken. We suspect there's more going on. You think you're big and strong? You think you're so smart? Fix it.
Return the Scantrons or clean the school? Literally clean the school.
No, we have Susan to literally clean it. She does an excellent job and is decently compensated.
Thank you so much. I wasn't going to say anything, but I thought maybe someone else will.
Shamanda, if you want to show what a big, tough lady you are, deal with the problem. We got some scamps out here causing trouble just for some ends that we can't determine yet. You want to show us that you can administrate? Then administrate.
Are you inducting me as a superhero right now in front of everybody?
And he looks around. He just smiles, but you can hear and you can see just like the glimmer of his jaw moving. And you can see that he is like using some sort of super whisper. And he's like, I'm always looking for a sidekick.
Okay. I am the big, strong lady. And I jump out the window.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Shamanda.
It's an after school special.
Fly?
Shamanda, here's the thing. Yeah, roll plus weird, Shamanda.
Ooh, yes, 11 plus 2.
Shamanda, you fucking fly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
And Shamanda, oh as you start to fly, Shamanda, you have a costume underneath your outfit. And it has on it BSL.
And a broken heart.
Oh,
and that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Wow. She can fly, she can fly, she can
fly.
Yeah, wow. Not what I expected to take place.
Yeah, but yes. True.
Now it is the administrator and his sidekick, Big Strong Lady.
Big Strong Lady.
Wow.
That's the wow.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. Or just tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we're so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little world. Now, Shamanda Felt has a special yearbook message for our patron, Narice Roja.
Narice Roja, we had an amazing year, didn't we? We both ran for student council and somehow you won. We both ran for drama club president and somehow you won. And we both ran for prom king and somehow you won. You are pretty awesome. You're one of my best friends. I don't know if we ever talked about this, but I love you dearly. XOXO, Shamanda Felt.
Until next time, watch out for Design Doc. Join hosts Hannah Schaefer and Evan Roland as they redesign their first role-playing game, Questlandia. Design Doc is an experiment in public participatory analog game design. It's fun, it's messy, and you're invited along for the ride. You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
Here's a question. And does Shamanda still have diarrhea now?
Yeah.
Still?
Wait,
I thought it was super powered diarrhea.
It's so normal. Wait, no. Wait, how long is this diarrhea supposed to... It's gone through my system.
No, it was an all-day thing. No. I said it for the rest of the day. I have to stay consistent, you know, otherwise.
Yeah, someone has to. Hey,
yeah.
In the universe of Star Wall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Star Wall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Star Wall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.